national terrorism. And I can't tell you how many people I know inside the military and the intelligence community, as loyal to America as you want to be, think our first move after 9/11 probably should have been to Moscow and to say, what can you tell us about terrorism? We've got it right here. And you've had it for a long time. Let's talk about it. You have to separate some issues. But we don't seem to be very good. We seem to live in a world of propaganda and likes and dislikes above our own national interests.
I want to go back to the key point that you make in this piece. It's a kind of coup policy, the Joint Chiefs of Staff conducting a very different policy than President Obama was espousing. What has the White House, how have they responded to your piece, if they have?
Oh, I don't think they want to hear about it. He's in Hawaii. The mainstream press is sort of like, you know, what? This can't be. It's an anonymous source, and you know the drill. You and I have been talking since 9/11. Every time I do a story, and one of the things we talk about is one of the reasons I'm delighted to go on your show is at least here I can have more than three or four sentences.
And General Dempsey, him leaving, what this means for their policy, or has overall the policy shifted to what the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Dempsey wanted to begin with?
There's a new leadership in the Pentagon, and both the new chairman, Dunford, has testified a couple of times. I write about this at the end of my piece, and following the party line totally, which is that Russia is not bombing any Islamic states, and that there are moderates, and we can pull it out with the moderates. The new Secretary of Defense is on the same point. Ash Carter has said a few times in testimony, and he gave a speech at Harvard the other week, in which he basically said, follow the party line or follow the president's line dutifully. And I guess that's, you know, if you want to be in that job, you have to do so. And it's sort of interesting to me that at some point, some other military leaders decided that they couldn't follow the policy because it was nonsensical and did something about it.